Supertramp says you got to give a little bit. Yesterday out at the Juan Lon Sandwich Shop over on 65th, I gave a lot. In fact, I damn near gave my life.
You did not.
I did. Yesterday was a Tuesday. You can see the photos up on Facebook. Dana is the one that suggested this place. And if you don't know what Tuesday is, that's every Tuesday we go out to all the different haunts in and around Sacramento to find the best whatever when it comes to food. We hang out. We get to rub elbows with the owners. Mm-hmm. River Rockers come down, we get to taste the food, and then we come back the next day and we rate what we ate. So, Dana suggested this place. Dana loves all ethnicities of food. She's eaten a lot of Asian food. She has a very insatiable taste for Asian food. Is that fair?
I have a insatiable taste. I have a very diverse palate, and I like Asian food a lot.
You like it a lot.
And when I say Asian food, I mean I like Chinese, Thai, you know, anything.
Anything. Yeah. Okay. I myself do not. I've eaten very little of it. I've never enjoyed the smell. There's never been anything that looks appealing. I've just never eaten it. I didn't grow up eating it. I never knew anyone that liked it. I've avoided it. And the initial thing when I walk by a restaurant, you know, if the smell doesn't catch me and kind of grab me and pull me in, I'm done. And at 45 years of age, you know, I've walked by, driven by, or smelled plenty of Asian restaurants, and the fog that emits from them or the odors that come.
Fog.
Yes, whatever it is. I've smelled enough of them to know that I probably am not going to like it. You know, hey, you got to try it at least once. You got to try it.
Yeah. You got to try things at least once.
You don't.
Yeah, you do.
And let me just tell you this. Is what you eat or what you ate yesterday, is it an acquired taste? Would you say that?
No.
Okay, it's not an acquired taste.
No.
Okay, you just like it.
Yes.
Okay. See, because if things that are good are truly good, they don't need to be acquired. Meaning, if you look at someone and they don't initially catch your eye or something, you shouldn't learn to appreciate the beauty. You shouldn't learn to appreciate the flavor or the smell. If it stinks,
so ridiculous.
If it doesn't taste good, you shouldn't force yourself to learn to like it.
I am not advocating that. I'm just saying that I think it's a good thing for people in general to be open-minded about food and at least try things. You don't have to eat it ever again.
Yeah.
If you don't like it.
Yeah, but why do we have sensory? Why do we have taste buds? Why do we have noses and ears? Aren't those things to predict or warn us that there could be trouble ahead?
Oh, my goodness. This is not like the poisonous berries back in the day when we were foragers and you smell the awful smell like berry and you're like, oh, I don't eat that. It's not the same.
It's instinctive, Dana. We're still evolving. Those roots, those traits of humanality are still with us. But I did this. I cave in, I go, and now we have to rate it. It's called Juan Lon. I guess it's legendary. It's a big place. They got all kinds of just stuff that I could not believe I was looking at.
Dana
took me in there and she said, you got to try these sandwiches. They're the bomb.
She talked
about them. So we go, and I'm looking at the cold case. I'm looking around. I'm looking at the soup. I'm smelling the smells. I'm looking at the place, and I'm like, "Ooh, this is going to be rough." I knew when that door swung open, Dana, that I was in a wrong spot, and I'd made a wrong turn.
I go in there, and I smell the soup, and I'm like, oh, it's so comforting.
It's comforting.
Yes, because the thing about pho, I'm not a big soup person. I really don't care for it, but pho is so good when you're sick because it has like this really nice it has a really nutrient dense broth that they make, you know, out of bones and stuff. And then it has all these just like meats and veggies, and it is really comforting, and it always makes me feel better when I eat it.
Wow. Well, I'm looking around. Dana orders. She gets the barbecue pork.
Mm-hmm.
I get the chicken. I play it safe. We sit down. We lay the sandwiches out.
Before you go on, that's where you went wrong. You should have gone with the barbecue pork. That is the best one on the menu.
Okay. I didn't, because something about it just didn't appeal to me. I saw the picture and I saw your sandwich and I'm like, okay, I'm glad I got the chicken. But first of all, I can't even say that it was bad because there was no meat in it. I mean, this sandwich, all it was was bread.
Well, like I told you, it doesn't have a lot of meat on it.
Yeah, it had nothing.
That's not what it's known for.
Yeah.
And it's a $3-4 sandwich.
$3.75.
Yeah, so you're not going to get a ton of meat for $4.
Well, why not?
Because how the world works.
I guess that is. So we get the sandwich. I take a bite. I take another bite. And I told Dana, I'm tapping.
He took big bites, though. Like, I was sitting there, and I was kind of proud.
Yeah, Dana said, I can't believe that you took that many bites. And yeah. I said, Dana, I'm done. I'm tapping. This is awful. And I set it down.
His face the whole time he's doing it. First, he grabs his sandwich, and he's looking at it, and he's staring at it, and he's like, And then he goes for it. He takes a big, big bite. I was like, whoa, I thought you were going to take a little nibble here.
I had to work myself up. That was courageous. What I did yesterday was nothing short of heroic and courageous.
Heroism?
Yes. I did. I had to psych myself up because here's the thing, Dana. I don't eat a lot of that stuff. And I'm not saying that it's bad. I can't rate it because I've never eaten a banh mi before.
Right.
But when I'm in there and I'm sitting down and I'm smelling the smells and I'm looking at what's going on, that's really about all it took for me, the whole experience and my environment. That's what kind of sold it or didn't sell it for me. And well, I had to psych myself up.
I
to
will
buy
agree
it.
With that. This place that you go to is a little sandwich place that serves pho and other Vietnamese things, but it's also a little grocery. And the thing about this place is it's not a restaurant, you know, so they're not known for their service.
It's kind of a market.
Yeah. And these people don't really speak a lot of English either. So there's really no interaction there.
Yeah.
So I'm good with.
I don't need an interaction. But no interaction.
But it's a very simple place. You know, you're not going to get bells and whistles.
Sure.
You go there, you get your banh mi, you're done.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Heterosexual Anderson Cooper, he just sent me a text, and he said, you are a Neanderthal.
Yes.
And you know what?
I agree with him.
If, in fact, that's what you think I am, I wear that title proudly. Yes, I want to go back to my cave, and yesterday I wished I were back in my cave. I knew I'd made a wrong turn, and all I wanted to do was go home. That's all I wanted to do. But I stuck it out. I went through. I trudged forward. Step, step, march, march. I take the two bites, and I told Dana, I'm done.
Yeah.
This is some of the worst stuff I've ever put in my mouth. And I hate to do this right now. Before we get to the scoring, Dana, just a quick history lesson. Vietnam, okay? Mm-hmm. You know about why Vietnam, the war happened?
The Vietnam War?
Yeah. I know you're a little young for this.
I'm not, so people are going to hate me. I don't like
history.
You're
young, that's okay. I'm not putting you on the spot.
I'm such a millennial.
Yeah, such a millennial.
Yeah.
So the Northern Federation, if you will, wanted to take over the South.
Okay.
They were funded by China and Russia, and they wanted to take over and empower and communize the entire Vietnam.
Okay.
So we didn't want that to happen. We wanted the South to remain free. So us and Australia and North Korea or South Korea and Taiwan, we fought against China and Russia and Vietnam North. Okay. That's what a lot of people think, is we wanted to keep the South free. I'm here to tell you, after going into Wan Lan yesterday, the reason we went over there to Vietnam was to not ever allow
to come into America.
That's what we fought
for. Oh, my goodness.
We never wanted that sandwich on American soil. And a lot of people have always said that we've lost the war. Yesterday, when I was sitting over there on 65th off Florin in South Sacramento, it was very evident to me we lost the Vietnam War.
You are so ridiculous. Yes, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say in my entire life. And I listened to you for like 10 years before I ever worked with you. Yes, that was ridiculous.
Yeah. That was a stretch, but I think that's why we were in Vietnam. From 1955 to 1975, the 20 years.
To prevent
years we were
banh mi's from entering the country?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It is the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. So, Dana, score it. What do you give the banh mi you had yesterday at Wan Lan?
So, I think I will give. So, the thing is, yesterday you were kind of comparing it to a sandwich. You can't compare it to a sandwich.
Dana, it
no,
says
you can't.
On the outside of the restaurant, Wan Lan sandwiches.
But it's a particular style of sandwich, and I know you don't have anything to compare that to, but you just have to rate it based upon what you ate.
They need to take the sign down that says sandwiches
in
American.
No, it is not the same as white bread, meat, cheese, white bread. It's not the same. So you can't rate it on the same scale that you would rate like you gave Cordy Brothers.
You
can't
call it Wan Lan Vietnamese sandwiches. They need to change it. There needs to be some sort of
you're harping on a tiny little detail there.
You can't call it a sandwich.
Okay, it is a sandwich because it is bread with stuff in the middle.
Right.
Okay, but in any case, I give it a 3.5 because this is the only place I've ever had a banh mi at, and I want to try other ones, but this is just one of the ones that people have gave us a bunch of different recommendations, but by far this was the place that was most highly recommended on Yelp and by listeners.
Why would you take us to a place that only gave you, or you would only give a 3.5?
Well, the only reason I give it a 3.5 is because I do agree with you that it is too much bread.
Way too much bread.
Yes, because the first bite is all bread.
Yeah.
Then you finally start getting to the content.
It takes two or three bites.
And it is a lot of bread, and it is a little dry the first bite.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I'm giving it a 3.5. Otherwise, I would give it a 4.
Okay.
So.
That's what you give it, a 3.5. We got rid of, sadly, the zero scoring rating.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can't do that anymore, so I give it a 1. If I could give it a 0, I would. But I'll say this to show you how low this 1 is. I would rather eat Cordy Brothers and Lucille's.
I knew you were going to say that.
For the rest of my life than to ever have to take one more bite of that banh mi from the Wan Lan Vietnamese sandwich shop, because it was absolutely awful.
Did you like the pickled carrots and daikon?
No.
You did not?
No, I didn't like the bread. I didn't like the sauce. I didn't like the cilantro on it. I didn't like the cucumber. I liked nothing about it. The things that they put on there all clash.
No, they don't.
You can taste them all individually. It was a train wreck.
So I tried yours because he's like, oh, you should try it. So I tore off the end and I tried the middle part because I wanted to make sure I got the meat.
Yeah.
And the thing about the chicken is their chicken was dry.
And there was none of it. There was no chicken on that.
Well, see, that's
chickenless.
You should have got the barbecue pork. It's a way different experience. It tastes way different.
You know what? Let's go today.
You're not going to go again.
We'll go today. We'll go back. You and I'll try the pork. I'll do it the way you said
I should have
done
yesterday. Gave you a piece of mine.
No, I wouldn't have eaten it. I'll never do it again. I can't do it. I'm sorry I'm not cultured. I'm just telling you the truth. I just can't do that kind of stuff.
Well, you know.
I can't.
You call it an act of war, but I'm just happy that you guys, well, Joe wasn't here, so I'm just happy that you tried something out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Joe, that's probably why he was sick yesterday.
Probably.
That's why he didn't come in, because he didn't want to try it.
He
know what?
He was panicking about jalapenos and pickled carrots on a sandwich.
So put up the review. That's why you're on Facebook. You can see all the photos. Next week, I'll get us back on course, and we're going to go somewhere here. We're going to have cuisine that was founded in America. I'm telling you, I think what we got to do next week, we got to do steaks.
If you do steaks, I'm going to be.
We got to do Hofbräu. I know that's German based, but I need something hearty.
If we're
now
doing steaks, I'm gonna go tough. It's hard to please me with a steak.
Hey, really?
Oh,
I don't know how you can be hard to please after you jammed that banh mi into your mouth and then took a bite of mine. I don't think you're as hard to please as you think
you
are.
No, but the thing about steaks is there's a very specific way I like them done.
Yeah. Well, I'm craving something hearty. I want some big wintertime food. I don't know why. And after yesterday, you know what I did yesterday? What I did, as soon as I got in the truck, I drove home and I told my wife, hey, I want a burrito. I try not to eat, you know, flour tortillas. I told her, I said, I need something with lots of cheese and hot sauce and meat, and I want it wrapped up in a tortilla. I went home and I just jammed it because I was starving. I didn't eat anything. I had 2 bites of it, and it was awful.
Yeah.
But I did try it, and that's as far as I'll ever go again.
I know. I'm proud of you.
I'm 45.
Not proud
I'm stuck
of your
in
ratings.
My ways. I can admit it. I don't need to eat Vietnamese food. It doesn't fit with me. It was rough. So jump on. You can see the ratings. Now we got to give you the cash, plus your chance to lick us and wins coming. Here comes the money.